Well, that's not exactly the story, because the problem was that Parliament delayed and delayed releasing that data. And then they tried to retrospectively change the law so that it would no longer apply to them. The transparency law they'd passed earlier that applied to everybody else. They tried to keep it so it didn't apply to them. What they hadn't counted on was digitization, because that meant that all those paper receipts had been scanned in electronically, and it was very easy for somebody to just copy that entire database, put it on a disk, and then just saunter outside of Parliament, which they did, and then they shopped that disk to the highest bidder, which was the Daily Telegraph. And then, you all remember, there was weeks and weeks of revelations, everything from porn movies and bath plugs and new kitchens and mortgages that had never been paid off. The end result was 6 ministers resigned. The first Speaker of the House in 300 years was forced to resign. A new government was elected on a mandate of transparency. 120 MPs stepped down at that election. And so far, 4 MPs and 2 lords have done jail time for fraud. So,
thank you.
Well, I tell you that story because it wasn't unique to Britain. It was an example of a culture clash that's happening all over the world between bewigged and bestockinged officials who think that they can rule over us without very much prying from the public, and then suddenly confronted with a public who is no longer content with that arrangement. And not only not content with it, now more often armed with official data itself.